There's been speculation this week about players maybe leaving or linked with leaving the club. Have you been told that any players might be for sale in January?
No. I think we're Mr. Chirino's got my first stage recommendations, and what he asked me to do when I first joined the football club was to build something. I was afforded the time at my previous two clubs to build a team, and he wanted to take the approach where we built something, and from that he has to trust my judgment. I'll still back my judgment on Liam Bridcutt. I think he will be a top signing for us at least until June next year. So I have to believe that the players that I recommend to the football club, and if the people in the boardroom can get them over the line financially, then we'll improve and add to what we've got. But we've got some good players here, but we don't want to be selling our best players. We have to be keeping hold of them if we're building. If we're building and we're selling our best, that's a problem, isn't it?
No doubt. Last week was a tough one to take. You look visibly shocked after the game. What was it like on Monday at training? Was there words said about it, or was it just drawing a line and looking forward to Hull?
No. You never draw a line under it. Whether you win or you lose, you have to analyse and look at perhaps the reasons as to why we've not been able to affect a game at Queen's Park Rangers. You know, and players win games. You know, when we beat the likes of Cardiff here, and when we went to Huddersfield and win, then we look to, as we do every week, we look at the comparison of individual and collective statistics. It's not just about running around the pitch, it's about sprints in the pitch, it's about passing, it's about percentage of passing, how often we pass forward, how often we cross into the box, how often we defend our first headers. There's a whole range of statistics, and it would be no surprise to the Leeds United faithful that we have statistics were way down at Loftus Road compared to where they've been even in other recent defeats. So we have to make sure we get the statistics back up to the level of likes of Huddersfield, the level of Cardiff, and the level of one or two games earlier in the season.
Was it just one of those days? Because people look and say there aren't much attacking football played by Leeds, but you pick the same formation, roughly the same players. So what was it? What was the problem, do you think?
I think there's two reasons. I think first and foremost we played a very good team. That I am not here to talk about Queen's Park Rangers, but there is no doubt Queen's Park Rangers supporters and people behind the scenes would tell you they've been underperforming this season, very much like we have. But they've got probably seven or eight players on that pitch on Saturday, and certainly brought two off the bench that are Premiership players. So first and foremost, we have to give recognition to them. But I like to look in before I look out, and we had players. It didn't look as if we wanted to be on the front foot. We didn't want to pass it. We played too many long balls early. We didn't want to be creative. And if they're just a few of the characteristics I could pick out, that if you don't deliver, you don't win the matches.
You've not got the biggest squad in the world, so I guess it makes it difficult just to make wholesale changes. Have you spoken to the players? What will you do? Will you just make one or two?
Listen, I've never been a manager that would go about making wholesale changes anyway. I think if you're making wholesale changes, you've got a bit of I didn't have a clue last week approach about you. But I think there will be two or three changes to the starting lineup. Things that we've looked at, we have to look in first. We've looked in, and for the past couple of days, we've been also looking in the afternoon and evenings, looking out, i.e. looking at the analysis of Hull City and what they're all about and how can we affect it against them. But first and foremost, we have to worry about ourselves, and if we get ourselves right, then we'll have a chance of winning.
One of the positives last week, Charlie Taylor coming back. Has he pulled through okay? Is he all right after his illness?
Yeah, listen, I described him as not human, and he comes in on early part of the week, and he's, when we look at the standards on the training pitch and the results and the analysis, he's back up there again. The boy's going to play in the Premier League, and we all have to hope and pray it's with Leeds United, because this football club should play in the Premier League, and Charlie Taylor will play in the Premier League.
And Bridcutt, first proper game for him for a while. How do you feel he did?
I thought good in spells and not so good in others, and I think perhaps not so good in others was the rustiness of only playing under 21 football, which I've described many a time as five-a-side. It's not competitive. It's not the real action. It's certainly not the hustle and bustle and the attention to detail that's in the Championship, and he'll be a top signing for this football club. I'll bet my dollar on that for sure.
And looking at Hull, I mean, obviously you go to the game as underdogs. Do you feel that takes a little bit of pressure off, or is there always pressure when Leeds play at home?
Well, it makes a difference to be a head coach and a manager that's not expected to win by many people, because that's what I've had in my career. But I don't see ourselves as underdogs. I see us very respectful of the opposition, very respectful of the job that Steve has done. I think a lot of people were questioning what was in Steve when he was unsure whether he was going to take the job in the summer, but I always thought he would. I always thought if he could get the crux of that group together and add one or two selectively to it, they would have a good side. They've got that. We're in the process of trying to build something here, but when we're building, we still need to be winning football matches on a regular basis.
And looking at the form, can I ask you about Jordan Bataka? He's come on the last couple of games. Is he developing, learning? Do you feel the Championship? Or how would you assess himself?
Yeah, listen, I think if you're Jordan, you're perhaps frustrated, but if you're us and the other players, you can be frustrated too. You know, it's a bit final product when you play in a wide area. And you can do 14 step-overs like Ronaldo does, but Ronaldo picks the boy out at the far stick and he sticks it in the net. So we've been working on some stuff like that. And, you know, he's a good kid. You know, we ain't got one bad apple in our dressing room. They all want to be on the training ground. They all want to be learning. They all want to be working hard. And as I said to them, you know, we've let ourselves down in a couple of games, so we need to pick ourselves back up and make sure we're on the front foot on Saturday. And we'll give the people who come to support us, who they'll be here when we're well gone and have been here for generations, we have to give them a performance. At least they can go home on Saturday evening thinking, well, you know, those guys have given the shot everything.
Obviously, the frustrators voiced their disappointment last week. Is it important that the lads get on the front foot from the first whistle this week and really get everyone behind you?
Yeah, I think it is. Listen, you can, as a manager or a coach or a player, you can never determine how supporters are going to feel or what they're going to say. I think the supporters felt quite let down last Saturday, and when you go back and you look at the quality of the performance, I can understand why. So as long as a coach, you can understand why. But we have to make sure that we start the game properly. We have to make sure we ask our players every week to be in the game on 75 minutes on the clock. For all our bad play last week, at 75 minutes on the clock, it Loftus Road, we're very much in the game. So we have to make sure we're in the game, but we'd rather be in the game in front, as against Cardiff, as opposed to having to chase it.
Because a lot of the QPR had all the ball, or seemed to have a lot of the ball last week. You defended very well. How are you looking this week? Is Bamba likely to feature?
We're not so sure about Saul yet. We'll give him an opportunity to show us tomorrow that he's fit. Really, it's just about healing time and the question of time for the big man. You know, when he went out, we were told around 3 to 4 weeks, but of course it's 3 weeks tomorrow, so we've still got a bit of hope. I know the medical department have, but what we're not going to do is, like we said with Charlie Taylor 2 weeks ago, I had the option of 2 weeks before Queen's Park Rangers of rushing Charlie, and it was never going to be an option for me. You have to be absolutely 100% behind your medical team, and we lose our head physiotherapist on Saturday, and you know, I've in 5-6 weeks I've grown to trust him implicitly.
And looking, it won't be a press conference without asking you about Sam Byram. Has there been any movement on that one, Steve? Or?
Well, I worked so hard, as people said, to get it together. I know that Sam was made a fresh offer earlier in the week, which is a real positive sign from the football club to extend his contract. I had a catch up with Sam today, and the honest truth, guys, is he wanted to speak to his dad. And if my dad was alive, I'd probably want to speak to my dad too, probably when you lose them more regular than what you do as a teenager or an early young man in your early 20s these days. So I'll see where that goes later today and tomorrow. But he's trained well, you know, in signing or not signing, he conducts himself properly, and he's a lovely young man to come and see every day.
Can you confirm whether that's an improved offer, Steve, based on his other contract?
It's certainly an improved offer on his other contract, yeah.